The NAACP says it's been urging Milwaukee to take a closer look at its contract procurement system beyond some studies the city has paid for over the last 20 years. But the civil rights group says the city has been unwilling to do so. NAACP Milwaukee chapter president James Hall says it's clear that minority-owned firms are not getting a fair share of city contracts.
While the city spent approximately $82 million for construction from 2005 through 2008, less than $2.5 million went to African-American-owned emerging business enterprises. Less than 3% of the construction spending went to these businesses. But over 5.5% of the qualified, willing, and able firms are African-American owned.
Hall says since Milwaukee receives federal funds, the city has to comply with part of the Civil Rights Act that bans people from being excluded from federally assisted programs based on their race, color, or national origin. Hall hopes the Justice Department investigates the claims and orders changes. Reuben Hopkins of the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce says the NAACP's complaint is about fairness.
Civil rights are rights. They're not programs. They're rights that we have to be able to participate in the economic development in our own communities.
A spokesperson for Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett referred the news media to the city attorney's office, which did not respond to a request for comment. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.